I often talk about how vaccines are a miracle. They've saved millions of lives. But exactly how do they work?
Last week, we were doing a story on the Penta vaccine, how it's killing up to 10 times the amount of girls compared to boys. And I know the work that we've done to try and stop the DTP vaccine after the great work by Peter Abe has been done, and children are dying at, you know, 2 times the rate, 5 times the rate, 10 times the rate of those that didn't receive the vaccine. You can't help but ask yourself, what is going on here? Do these people care about people and children? You know, what is the real agenda? And as I was running through that in my mind, there was one video that really just popped into my head. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. This is our good friend Bill Gates and his TED Talk. Listen to this.
Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
Through the use of modern medicine and vaccines, we could lower population by 10 to 15%. Now, of course, so many people have shared this video. And then there was this huge outcry saying, Bill Gates didn't mean that. He didn't mean, you know, he wanted to, you know, take people out using vaccines and medicine. It was, you know, that wasn't his point. Well, he's had multiple opportunities to really clarify what he means. And we found that there's many videos to pick from. But listen to this one. Let's go ahead and just let him clarify what he actually means.
Melinda and I take the toughest questions we get asked and give our answers. One that's come up for a long time is, as we make the world healthier, is the population going to get so big that feeding everybody and maintaining the environment is going to be impossible? Here we can see a chart that looks at the total world population over the last several hundred years. And at first glance, this is a bit scary. We go from less than a billion in 1800, and then 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7.4 billion, where we are today, is happening even faster. So Melinda and I wondered whether providing new medicines and keeping children alive, would that create more of a population problem? What we found out is that as health improves, families choose to have less children. And this effect is very, very dramatic. We find that in every country of the world, this is repeated. The population growth goes down as we improve health. So we've taken that chart that shows the global population growth, and we've actually extended it out all the way to 2100. And we can see that instead of continuing, it actually flattens out. Another way to see that is through this rate of population growth. And you can see that in the 60s, that reached a pretty high number, over 2% per year, and it's now come way, way down. Now, 11 billion people, still a lot, but the good news is that the faster we improve health, the faster family size goes down, and so we can feel great about saving those lives.
It's amazing, right? I mean, talk about, you know, verbal salad or whatever you want to call it. You know, let's just be clear. It's clear now, I think, and we've given Bill Gates the opportunity, he really want to explain himself, but it's clear that his goal is to reduce population. His goal is to have less of you alive out there on this planet, right? I don't think I'm taking that out of context when I say that. And so, you know, he says, when we look at populations in areas where you could go ahead and assume tend to be darker skinned people, let's say, that population could really use to be reduced. And through the use of vaccines, and he says, you know, when we look at, you know, in first world nation, everywhere we look where there's better, you know, the population goes down when the health improves, like the United States of America, right? I'm guessing he's pointing to us where our health improved, where we went from 12.8% chronic illness in our children in the 1980s till we brought all these great vaccines and drugs, and now we've improved to 54% of our children have chronic illness, autoimmune disease, neurological disorders. Oh, and by the way, our population has gone down too. How many of your friends cannot have children? How many people do you know need to be rich enough to use intervention of IVF or other forms of impregnating themselves because nature is no longer working? You see, that's Bill Gates' dream. He dreams to do that to every nation. And we've seen vaccines that kill when we talked about DTP last week. We've seen vaccines that sterilize being kicked out of, you know, India in vaccination programs that Bill and Melinda Gates and the Clinton Foundation were there. But, you know, whether or not these seem like conspiracy theories to you or wherever you're at, just remember, as the leading voice, honestly, the first man who screamed, this is the once-in-a-lifetime pandemic. This is the big one. This is the once-in-a-century virus. We must lock everyone down. We must destroy economies. We must make sure that no one has any freedom until we can get a vaccine that 7.5 billion of you will get. The man screaming that is telling you his number one goal is to make fewer of you.
You can avoid lots of diseases if you've been properly vaccinated. And that's why Gavi was created. Gavi came up with the money and a plan to get vaccines out to all the kids of the world.
The world's first malaria vaccine, after 30 years of research, this is backed by Bill Gates, gets a green light. And it's funded by something called the PATH Malaria Vaccine Initiative, along with GlaxoSmithKline, this collaborative. So PATH is funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which poured more than $200 million into the project. GSK said it has spent more than $365 million on the effort. So, you know, almost half a Bill and Melinda Gates vaccine. So that was 2015. Now we fast forward to 2019, and this is out of Science Mag, and we start seeing this progression timeline here in the media. Right. The first malaria vaccine rolled out in Africa, despite limited efficacy and, wait for it, nagging safety concerns. Oh, it's just those nagging, just kind of a little splinter of my finger.
Feisty little safety concerns.
Yeah, okay. No big deal. So the rollout, it basically was in two African countries. And they say in the article, it isn't quite the breakthrough the field has been waiting for. Most Curex, that's actually the name of this vaccine, efficiency and durability are mediocre. Four doses offer only 30% protection against severe malaria for no more than 4 years. Some experts question whether that is worth the cost and effort. The biggest concern, however, is about vaccine safety.
So why are they concerned about vaccine safety?
Well, that brings us to the BMJ. Now we're tracking this on this timeline of articles and investigation. So the pilot program in Africa is over 700,000 children. So you think if they have limited efficacy and some safety concerns, why are you going to rule out 700,000 children? But anyway, that's what's happening.
And it looks like we have some safety concerns. Let's check into that by giving 1 million children the vaccine, and then we'll get some answers.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
You know what? Shockingly, we might actually reduce the population in the process, right? It could be a convenient little side effect.
If you're trying to make people healthy so they, I guess, don't have more kids, that's his logic.
Right.
Why are you rolling out this vaccine this quickly to that many people? But anyway, so the BMJ, right? This is Peter Doshi out of the BMJ, an amazing report. Says WHO's malaria vaccine study represents a serious breach of international ethical standards. So the experts were troubled by a lack of informed consent in the study. Now, you ask about safety. So from the BMJ, this is what they write. Its use, the vaccine, is being limited to pilot implementation, in part to evaluate outstanding safety concerns that emerged from previous clinical trials. These were a rate of meningitis in those receiving Mosquirix of 10 times that of those who did not, increased cerebral malaria cases, and a doubling in the risk of death for any cause in girls. Here we go again with the girl mortality increase.
Why is it always the girls? The DTP last week, it was at the Penta vaccine. It's in the girls. Now, and when you think about it, if you wanted to reduce population, that's where you go. I mean, And this is funded. This is Bill and Melinda Gates are directly involved with this trial right now, correct?
Yes. So Exactly. And if I'm someone that wants to put out a vaccine that is questionable, you have questionable safety. How else are you going to do it? Well, if there's questionable safety, people aren't probably going to take it. So right. We need to screw around with their informed consent so they don't know there's questionable safety. And that's exactly what the BMJ found. This is what they write. WHO contends that the study is a, quote, pilot introduction and not a research activity. It says that those children living in areas randomized to receive the new vaccine will do so as part of each country's routine vaccination schedule, and that consent is implied. Well, as they say, implied consent is not informed consent. So what the BMJ found was it wasn't even clear if these parents were receiving info about the safety issues or if they even understood it. So they asked right. the WHO, hey, can you send us your materials over? They sent over some pamphlets that were being distributed by the countries, and it didn't say anything about the female mortality in there, the possible increased risk of female mortality. So, you know, you asked the WHO.
Or meningitis, hey, or like brain, was it malaria, neurological malaria? Like, I mean, shocking
it did
problem
mention
when
those
you're trying
two.
To avoid malaria, right? It did.
Yeah, okay, it did mention good. Those two. It didn't say anything okay. about the deaths. However, you know, they asked the BMJ asked WHO, how are you communicating this? They basically just, it sounded like threw a handful of pamphlets at them and said, I don't know, this is what we give to the countries, just check it out. And there wasn't this, you know, you hear the word robust. There wasn't this robust reporting system. Are the families understanding what meningitis is? Do they know what it looks like? Are people reporting it? None of this stuff is transparent, if it's even happening.
I mean, this is what I think is really we need to do more investigation into is, you know, Bill and Melinda Gates call this a nonprofit. They're an NGO. Oh, we're going out to save children. But essentially what it seems to me that they're doing is they're using a nonprofit to test vaccines on innocent populations. They don't give them informed consent. I think they even said in that last paragraph something to the effect that this isn't research. We're not doing a safety study. Mm-hmm. This is a pilot implementation program. Even though it hasn't been tested for safety, and there are some definite warning signals coming out, we weren't there to test for safety. We're just planning on skipping that entire process altogether. But you can imagine they go in as, oh, it's a nonprofit, we want to save the world, we're going to do, you know, pilot implementation projects on Africa and India, and then if the vaccine proves to be effective, then GSK and our investments in GSK will go on to make billions of dollars as we use the vaccine in other places that maybe know better or actually know what's going on. I think the whole thing is a total scam. But again, when I think, and that's why, you know, when I thought about how often Bill Gates talks about reducing population, clearly it's not making people healthier because they have a serious health risk. They're causing clearly meningitis at 10 times the rate and neurological malaria and death. And yet their answer to that is, we just got to make the pilot group larger. Let's get 1 million children in there and then let's see what happens. I mean, it's really shocking because it just shows you how these people just see numbers, right? These aren't human beings. They're not children. They're just numbers.
Perfect point. So look at this as a one-child situation. So you go into the doctor's office and your child goes back and gets the appointment with the doctor. Taking a little while, so you walk in and you see the doctor putting a vaccine in your kid's arm. You say, what's going on? Well, this is a pilot implementation. Well, did they agree to this? I didn't agree to this. Well, it's implied consent. They showed up they're in my office, so this is implied that they want this vaccine. Okay, well, what's this vaccine all about? Well, I developed it and I made it a little bit and I have some money interest in giving this vaccine out, but don't worry about all that stuff. There's just some safety issues and we want to figure this out.
Yeah, it's amazing. Amazing story. And again, I think one of those things here at the Informed Consent Action Network, we're going to get deeper into this. We continue to press for lawsuits around the world. I don't care if you're a nonprofit and say you're there to save the world. If you're killing children, we're coming after you. Jeffrey Jackson, once again, shocking things to report. Being poisons that may lead to us being sicker from COVID-19. And then, of course, in nations that, really seem to always be the brunt of this. where you find death, you find children in pilot programs, there you will find Bill and Melinda Gates.
אם אהבתם את הסרטון הזה וסרטונים נוספים בערוץ, בהם אנו מביאים לכם תכנים מקומיים ובינלאומיים בנושא גילוי האמת, הבריאות והעתיד של כולנו, כעת תוכלו לתמוך ביוצרים ובהמשך העשייה החברתית עבור טובת הכלל בחשבון הפטריון שלנו. תרומתכם חשובה ומשפיעה ומאפשרת לנו להמשיך ולתרום בזמננו וכישורנו לטובת האמת, הבריאות והעתיד של כולנו.